I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, I don't have a whole lot on this story, John, but it's just crazy enough to make it into I Can't Believe It's News. Out of Toronto, Toronto Cat Rescue was called the other day out to a single apartment where they said they found a perilous hoarding situation. More than 300 cats in a single apartment. 300 in a one-bedroom apartment. Toronto Animal Services
That's
helped.
A no-bedroom apartment when it has
That's
300
a
cats in
an apartment, yeah. 300. Toronto Animal Services helped organize homes. They found homes for 70 of those cats right off the get. And then they're looking to help out more. They said this is the second large cat hoarding situation we've been involved with in a month. It's very important that this not continue, in capital letters. They said just in March, Toronto Cat Rescue confiscated, were contacted, and 105 cats were found inside one home. And sure, they need a lot of help, and they're on their way to recovery and everything. The maximum cats per home in Toronto is 6. They had 300.
Little over the quota.
6.
All right, to Georgia.
I mean, 6 would drive you. I mean, I got 4 dogs. What 2. Am I saying? I can't even talk about animals. So, but 6 cats is a lot of cats.
I lived in a house with 2, and that drove me crazy. 2 teenagers in Georgia got arrested for robbing the same house twice in one day. 18-year-old and 16-year-old were arrested Wednesday. These teenagers robbed the home earlier that day. I guess it went pretty well. And then they decided, well, come back a little later. You know what? We should get some more stuff.
That's like the guy that robbed the Dairy Queen twice in one day last Friday.
Well, after the first robbery, the cops were tipped off that the place had been robbed. So, you know, they had sent some deputies around the area to do some extra patrolling. And so the 18-year-old and 16-year-old show up a little later. And, yeah, they were found with a backpack with all kinds of goods from the house.
And let me tell you about Sutton Dryfoot. She went to go see Dr. Benjamin Ticho at the Eye Specialist Center in Chicago Ridge, Illinois. We've had a couple doctor stories, and we'll have this one to finish off. I Can't Believe It's News. See, Sutton went in there to get her lazy eye fixed and confirmed the doctor would be operating on her left eye. Well, she woke up in the recovery room and realized Dr. Ticho had performed surgery on her right eye instead. So when the doctor came into the recovery room, that must have been awkward. How are things coming along? I think you operated on the wrong eyeball. So we're not off on the good foot here. So he comes in and realized he performed the surgery on her right eye instead of her left. And when the doctor came into the recovery room, he was informed of his mistake and asked the nurse to hold Sutton down while he performed surgery on her left eye. Oh, yeah, let me make that good for you real quick.
Wait, hold on. What do you mean hold her down?
That's what she's saying.
They knock you out?
And she says, I was awake during the second surgery. I could feel the needle going into my eye.
Oh.
See the scissors he was using. Smell the cautery burning my eye. She said the doctor conducted the second surgery without using instruments from a surgical tray from a previous patient, did not wear gloves during the proceedings, and did not give her any kind of anesthesia during the eye surgery. First, he operates on the wrong eye and no anesthesia when he operates on the second eye. I think I'd be eyeing up some Better Call Saul lawyer action.
How is that exchange when you realize from the doctor, when you realize that you've operated on the wrong, is it a real quick, hey, sorry about that. Hey, we'll get that fixed up.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, does that suffice? No, I don't think that suffices, but I don't know what kind of apology works.
Where does that go?
We're going
to bump you to the front of the line for our next round.
You're going
to
let the same guy who just screwed up, who got the wrong, you're going to let him give him a redo?
No.
No. You're out of there.